Hi, this is Aiden McKenzie. Imagine with me a beautiful flower that as the sun shines upon it and as the rains gently nourish the ground and its moisture and is nourished, that the flower begins to open up. And as the petals begin to open up and the aroma comes forth from it, it can be a beautiful and exquisite thing. But when those petals open up and that flower opens up, it's now open to the elements, and the winds and the rains can beat and lash and cut those petals off and destroy it. Our heart is a little like a flower, isn't it? At times we open our heart up to people, and when we do, they now have the capacity to hurt us, to squelch us, to destroy, to devour, to make fun of us, to belittle us. And that's often one reason we don't open it up, isn't it? Because we're scared of being hurt. In Galatians 2:20, Paul said, "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Paul lived a life of faith, a life of dependence in the Son of God. But what motivated him to live the life of dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, he said, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." It was the Lord's devotion, the Lord's love for him that caused him to live in dependence upon Jesus Christ. The motivation for learning how to trust the Lord and why we should trust him is his love for us. I remember speaking to a man once about his daughter, and he was concerned about her, and the problem from his perspective was learning to trust. And I told him to pray the prayer in Ephesians 3, that as Paul prayed, that they might know the height, the depth, the breadth, the length of the love of God in Christ for them. You know, the more you know someone loves you, the more you will open up and trust them. The more you realize the cross of Christ is the love of God for you, the more you learn to trust him. And unlike the petals that are opened up in that flower and open up to elements that can destroy him, the Lord Jesus will never devour or destroy you. It doesn't mean there won't be suffering or pain, but his love is a safe love and your heart is safe in his hands. The way you learn to trust God is to concentrate on the Son of God and meditate on the great love of God, and his devotion for you will cause you to depend more on him.